You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello, world. What separated your deep ball from everybody else?
My deep ball, it has a little secret sauce to it, man.
I never get too high, never get too low, but just keep moving.
The whole story is Carlos never beat me in any kind of sports in high school.
Welcome to the Orange is the New Black podcast. I'm your host, Ace Boogie, joined by my co-host, Zim. Zim, say what's up.
Hello, world. How's everybody doing tonight? We got something very, very hot off the press, hot off the stove. None other than Fred Johnson. He goes by Fredo. Fredo is in the cut. It's a scary sight. People don't know nothing about that. Hey, but how you doing tonight, Fred?
Man, I'm chilling. I just got off the game. Little game in session just now. But other than that, I'm doing good.
What games you playing?
We got to know what games you playing.
Anything. Really Call of Duty and like Madden or something, but any game for real. We just playing like a dodgeball game, I think, for like 2 hours.
Team PS5 or are you rocking with the Xbox?
I'm rocking with a PC.
Okay.
I got the PS5, but I'm rocking with the PC. I ain't even gonna lie.
Real deal gamer then.
Yeah, I couldn't even do the PS, cause once I heard people was like, people already got an advantage with like just having like a PC over a console. I was like, yeah, I need a PC. I'm tired of dying, tired of losing.
Facts. Let me ask you, I guess just starting this whole thing off, tell the people, for people that don't know, you know, where you from. I know, you know, Ace is in Florida right now. Tell them about your part of Florida that you from.
I'm from West Palm Beach, Florida. I went to Royal Palm Beach High School, and I went to University of Florida, the University of Florida for college.
And when you went to Royal Palm Beach, though, you led the team to a Class 7A regional final.
Yeah, we lost to St. Thomas Aquinas, I think, that year in the, like, third round or something. That was my first year actually playing football. So, I mean, it was nothing to be sad about, I guess.
Nah, that's fact. And it's a pro factory down there in Palm Beach County. Lamar Jackson and a whole bunch of other great players have come out of there. Did you hear about Lamar Jackson, like, when you were in high school?
I mean, we knew who he was. We never played Boynton. And I don't think Lamar from Palm Beach. I think he's from Broward. But we knew Lamar, like, because we just, like, Boynton was in, like, it's, like, in Palm Beach County. So, like, there's, like, this quarterback from Boynton going to be the truth, and we was just like, I'm glad we don't play it. We were so happy we didn't play though, but I mean, we heard about him. He was on one of my visits. I think he was on my visit to Florida, I think. But, you know, it was just like one of those things, like, okay, we don't got to play him. We don't got to worry about him type things.
Facts, facts.
So you were saying, like, that was your third year, like, even playing football. Talk to the people.
That was my first year.
Your first year?
That was my first year playing football.
Talk to the people about basketball. How good were you in basketball? Do you miss basketball? What is better?
I ain't even never played basketball, my boy. Swear to God, I ain't played basketball.
Oh, okay. I read something incorrectly.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I don't know who posted that, but I I've never played basketball organized. We only used to go play with my brothers. My cousin, pick up a game and take it to the house, arguing about it and stuff. I never played organized.
All right, so when you Google some stuff, it does say that you played basketball. But I thought that was a little funny though, because I don't know if you know me, but the way I move, I went to go look for the video. I was like, I need
there's
to
no
see
video.
The
video.
There's no video. So
that's there's no like. Nothing. No,
do you play 2K? Do you play 2K?
Yeah, I used to play 2K. I'm not playing no more.
I would dog you in 2K. That's the one. All that shooter stuff that y'all talking about. See, I'm from the Madden 2K. Like, that's all I played. I don't know nothing. I would die all day on all of that. Whatever y'all talking about.
I got a couple boys who could probably work you in 2K right now. And I ain't talking for free. They'll probably dust you right now.
On the box?
On anything.
PS5.
PS5.
I'm an Xbox dude, but
I'm a PS5 dude. So if that's why I got these headphones. You asked me why I had the headphones. We ready?
That's some big headphones, cuz. I ain't even gonna lie to you. You hear real good.
Hey, before we did the interview, like off air, all we was hearing about is my man Fred talking about his headphones.
Yes, sir.
He in the booth right now.
We in the booth, the PS5 booth. But yeah, Fred, I gotta ask you this, cuz I don't agree with it. What do you think about your Madden rating? Because I'm like, they tried them.
It's a sad day when you look at your Madden rating. I feel like it should be higher, not crazy high, like not no 80,
right?
Not no like 60s plus. It got it. What is it right now?
It was like 50 something when I looked.
It was like 54, ain't it?
54 or something. They tried them.
My peoples be called my brother first guy Madden, bro. He called me. He said, bro, you trash, bro. You trash. Oh, yeah. I say, bro.
You got to tell him, bro, you got to build me up on that.
Bro, I say, hey, you better put a, I don't know what you could do. You better upgrade the card or something. But the Mary, I don't know. I feel like it should be higher, but it shouldn't be no 80 or no 75. It should be like a 69.
See, that's reasonable though. Like 69. Most people are. I should be a 97 and stuff like that. I'm in Orlando. I do have a connect with EA Sports, so I'm gonna try to see if I can tell them to try to get you up to at least a 60. Nah, you gotta do something.
It's all good. I don't think I've done nothing crazy for them to raise it for no reason. So.
But
so
all right,
you can work on.
So maybe they're going 50 something because they seen you and they didn't think that you did what you had to do at possibly guard. Talk to me about
that's what I'm saying.
Tell to me about the difference between you playing guard and tackle. Give us the real. Tell us how you really feel about playing guard.
I mean, I played guard all of college. So like only 1 year I played tackle in college, and then I had my first year playing tackle in high school, my senior year. So I really didn't play tackle long, so I went to guard for 3 years. Went to Pittsburgh, had like my tenure there, like my 6 months there, 7 months there, I was at guard. And when I got here, they threw me back at tackle. So, I mean, like, it don't matter which one you go to. It's just that when you go to it, I mean, it's a lot different. Like, tackle, you in the island, you like in space with faster people than you. You know what I'm saying? Like Miles Garrett, you know what I'm saying? Von Miller's and stuff like that. Like, they athletes, they can move in space, but guard is like a box. And you in that box, you in your little close quarters. You gotta be, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be everything more compact, everything more quick. It happens right now or it don't happen at all. You know what I'm saying? And that tackle is more like you have to wait on it or you have to get to a certain space depending on who you're going against.
A lot of Bengals fans now, I'm gonna tell you on Twitter, it's a big thing right now about like just the actual technique from your previous offensive line coach to the current coach. Do you find that like maybe some of the things that you were doing like maybe last year? Because I know that you came here in 2019, but like some of the things last year, do you think that it enhanced what you could do from the guard position or the tackle position, or do you feel like it was outside of your comfort level?
I don't feel like nothing really outside of your comfort level. I feel like once you do something for so long, like you're gonna always be able to do it. It's just about what level you do it at. Like I don't know, like going from tackle week one, all of like, you know, all the camp to jumping in at guard, like I didn't turn down the opportunity. I was like, I've been doing this, like I just gotta, you know, shake the little dust off and get back to it. And I just think, like, the technique-wise from, like, you know, we about to go in with Frank Pollock and stuff, like, I think it's more, like, in tune with what an offensive lineman should be able to do. And, it, like, it just makes more sense in that matter. Like, it just works. So, I mean, I'm excited for it. I'm ready to see, you know, what how they want to use me and where they want to put me at. But, I don't know. I don't think it's too much different outside like your comfort level. I feel like your comfort level is your comfort level. Like you could put me anywhere on the line, just don't have me snapping a ball at six, eight. You feel me, bro? Right.
Gotcha. No, it's funny you say that, bro. Because when I first got introduced to you, a lot of Steelers fans were upset that we were able to jump on you. And they felt like you were a hidden gem. They really appreciated what you had done for their team, and they really felt like Cincinnati kind of stole you because they had to make a roster move that they really didn't want to make, and we kind of jumped.
Yeah.
What was that experience like, I guess, for you?
Like what, going from team to team?
Yeah.
It was nerve-wracking, bro. I ain't going to lie to you. I think we was, like, the last week practice of, like, I think it was, like, a Friday. I want to say a Friday, Saturday. And I'm thinking I'm finna go, you know, do my usual routine, go travel, because, you know, we had them dogs up front, so – I wasn't playing, so we was just I got the word after practice, like after a walk through practice, you know, and they said, yeah, we think we're gonna waive you. I didn't even know what waiving was. Then I just knew I was like up for grabs, didn't know where I would end up. Like, you don't know if you're gonna be on the other side of the country the next day. So I mean, it was very nerve-wracking, very like shaky ground, and like, you know what I'm saying? Like usually people wanna have like something established, but I mean, I feel like my work that I did there. Just to make the team and just be able to, you know, say I've accomplished something that many don't, undrafted. Like, I mean, like I went there with one mindset, like, bro, make the team. Just make the team and everything else going to fall in place. And unfortunately, like I had to, you know, had got waived and stuff, but I wouldn't take it back. Needless to say, I would not change nothing about my circumstances now. About being waived, about the Bengals picking me up, about the opportunity they gave me, and I still have now. So, I mean, it's like all a blessing. I feel like it's all like all what was supposed to happen.
Well, you know, there's not going to be one person from Houdet Nation that's going to go against you, because once we snatch you up from them other people on that other side, you all the way at the top level with us for life on that, because if we can get one of them – That's a win for us.
Yeah.
And I think just to give people some insight too, Fred kind of been a little rough on himself. In 2019, 6 games played, 1 start, no sacks allowed. 2020, 12 games played, 5 starts, 0 sacks allowed. So, like, you know, that's what, hey, I think.
At one point, I think they even had you at left tackle, if I'm not mistaken, because I remember you really standing out.
I was at left tackle, I think, every game, I think. You know, after Jonah got, I think the second Browns game.
Right.
I played most of the Dallas game. The second Browns game where Jonah got hurt, or Bobby got hurt, or somebody. I was at right, and then somebody else got hurt. Then I was at left, and then I think the rest of that, I think like 4 games straight, I just played left tackle.
Left tackle, right at the end. Yeah. He was balling in them games, because I remember saying, like, look at Fred, and a lot of people, that's, you might not know it, but you got really popular with
right.
the Bengals fans from that stretch that you're talking about, those 4 games. Like, a lot of people, like, you was on our radar for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. I appreciate it. I mean, like, them games, like, it was either, like, do or die. Like, you got to show you could do something or you're not going to be here much longer, bro. And it's just, you know, like, you got to, like, it's just, you see an opportunity. Like I said, you got to take it, bro. Like, I didn't know I was going to be starting, like, the end of the season. I thought everything was under wraps. Everything was, you know, like, already set in stone. But, you know, in this business, it's anything could change at any moment. So,
right. And then I think, you know, like on in the off season, hearing everybody talk about, I know you have to hear or somebody might have to tell you that people feel as though that the Bengals didn't do enough from the offensive line position. And then they go into the draft and even before the draft, go acquire Riley Reiff, go into the draft and come out with a good, you know, with three new guys, right? How does that make you feel, I guess, going forward? Do you feel like that's going to make you a lot better? Or is it now more pressure to not even think about roster spots even more to, like, you know, like, how do you deal with that part of it?
I mean, what is it a thing, right? You in the NFL, bro. Like,
right.
This business don't stop for nobody, bro. I mean, right. The fans going to say what the fans want to say, whether I agree with it or don't agree with it. I don't, you know, so I keep my mouth closed. But, I mean – like, I would never not welcome competition, bro. Like, that's one thing. Like that's one of the reasons why I went to Pittsburgh was just for competition. Like, they said they had 8-9 guys, bro. You want to give me a chance to make a team? I'm going to do what I got to do. I don't want it handed to me. I don't want it to feel like everything is working in my favor because then what are you really working for? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't have no adversity, how can you really say that you prevailed or you, like, got better at something? You feel me? So, I mean, 100%. I don't feel no type of way. I welcome any type of competition. You want to come, come. If when, like, you know what I'm saying? I do what I got to do, and I end up winning and beating out somebody for a spot. That's just because of what I work for, and that's just because of the mentality that I had going to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything come rolling around in camp, that's when you're going to see what goes on and what happens. You feel me? Yes, so, sir. I ain't really feel no type of way. Like, I don't even look at my Twitter no more. I don't even look at Twitter. I barely check Instagram. Like, I just go in and do what I got to do. You know, they brought Riley Reiff in. Like, great guy. I feel like I can learn a lot from him. Just that disposition alone. You know what I'm saying? He's been around a long time. You know, they brought in the three tackles, the rookies.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, bro. It's the NFL. You can't be in this business and be mad at them drafting people to replace you because that's what you hear when you first came in, you know? So it's just welcoming and just like really humbling and just like just get you excited. It just gets you ready to go. Like you get bouncing. You know what
I'm
saying?
What you like to hear. Yeah, that's the attitude that you gotta have.
Right. That's the attitude you gotta have, bro. Cause even at regular jobs, like, you know what I'm saying? Like office jobs and stuff, like they might not be hiring like somebody to come replace you the next year. But you start slacking, they're going to bring somebody else in and have you teach them to do your job. Yeah. And they're going to fire you. You feel me? So, I mean,
right.
100%.
It's just all a welcoming experience, bro. It just keep the motor running. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. So, switching things up, you a Florida boy. What are you listening to, like, in terms of, like, you listening to Kodak? Like, what you got in the selection?
It's a lot, bro. I got like Palm Beach natives, like West Palm Beach natives. I listen to PC Tweezy a lot. He's from West Palm Beach. I listen to Kevin Gates. Kevin Gates is my favorite rapper of all time. I listen to Kodak, of course, but it's just a mix of everybody, like West Coast people. Like my sisters love West Coast rappers. I listen to J. Cole a lot, but top three for me is Kevin Gates, probably Kodak, and probably J. Cole. That would be my top three.
Have you ever met Kevin Gates before?
I think I went to one of his concerts in college. One of his concerts. I never met him like personally. Like,
oh, okay. You know, like, no, yeah, no. I met him one time, and funny thing is, it was in Cincinnati too, and it was the craziest experience. Like, if you love him now, you think that like that's your top three, 100%. He's gonna be here, like you meet him, like it's 100% the same exact thing. Look you straight in your eye, he gonna be like, everything that you thought it was. Yeah, everything.
I just like how his music progressed over the years because I listened to him since 2013. And like everything he rap about, like, you know, some of the stuff, not everything, not the whole like collective view of it, but certain points it hit like a personal note.
Yeah, for him, I feel like he moves at his own beat. I feel like there's not a record label or somebody that could tell him like when to drop or any of that stuff like that. He might go a little silent, I guess, in the public's eye for a little bit, but he just moves at his own beat. So you gotta respect that.
Yeah, so I don't know. I like listening to anybody, really.
You said your top three for rap, right? Or just music, period. Give me your top five. This is something Ace does every time we interview somebody. Give me your top five offensive linemen. No, let's do this. Top five defensive linemen that you've gone against personally.
That I've gone against?
Yeah.
Or that I've seen play in games?
I'll say top five.
That I've gone against personally. One, Myles Garrett. Two, I went against TJ Watt. Garrett, TJ Watt, and I'm trying to give another one. Calais Campbell was strong as hell. Calais Campbell was strong as hell.
It's so crazy. The three that you pick, I feel like you could talk to the people. I think I know what you're going to say. The three that you pick all bring something very different to the position.
Very different. Yeah. Of course. Calais Campbell is like a D tackle slash end. He's just tall and he like my size. And it was one of those like matchups. I was like, okay, cool. Like, let's see how this goes. But TJ Watt, I always practiced against, and we played against him last year. You know, he wasn't really on my side, but I know how TJ Watt is. Like, practice against him every day at camp. And before that, you know how somebody gets down. And Myles Garrett is just a freak of nature.
Nah, that's real. So right. I want to ask you, obviously, I think I saw a video last year of Carlos Dunlap bopping. And I already know what that's about, the juking and bopping and all of that. Like, in terms of like in the locker room, who would you say is like the funniest person or like the funnest person in the locker room?
The fight who I always go at, who me and him, we got instant beef, not like beef, but just like instant like rivalry stuff. I would say for me, it's Mike Daniels, cause he loud and I'm loud. So literally like when we see you just joke around and stuff and then like, you know, get after and stuff like that. But I mean, like, when I first seen him in the locker room, I was like, damn, bro, why he so loud, bro? And then I'm like, damn, bro, am I that loud? And everybody looking like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you is. But he my dog, though. So, I mean, I respect him. I respect what he about, how he attacked the game and stuff. So, I mean, that's definitely who's the most lively, I think, in the locker room.
We definitely consider him a friend of the show. We had him on here, and I talked to him off this. So that's a funny dude. That is a funny.
He's funny.
Dude.
He a funny short dude too. I be joking about him all the time.
He's saying that because you're 6'8" though. To the average person, though, what is Mike Daniels like? 6'1", 6'2"?
Is he?
I mean, his arms are so damn big.
His arms long and big, but I don't. Is he 6'1", 6'2"? He got to be 6'1", 6'2". He got to be 6'1", 6'2". But I mean, see, like,
I'm saying you're talking from a like. I think people probably watching this like, man, Mike Daniels short. Like, nah, like he not.
Mike Daniels.
Well, I can't, Mike. Maybe he is like 6'1", but his arms like I think make him look bigger. But
who's taller, him or Gino? Are they the same size?
I don't know. I've never seen them like side by side. I think they might be. I don't know. All I know, Mike Daniels is short. To me, he's short.
Talk to me. Speaking of Gino, talk to me real quick. Like, what did you learn from Gino just seeing him in there? And, you know, like, did you pick up anything that maybe somebody doesn't know about Gino Atkins? Because he never talks to us.
Nah, I mean, you just look at Gino, you just know how to play the game like a pro instantly. How he move, how he maneuver, like, instantly, you don't even got to talk to him. I barely talk to him, so I can't even really say nothing about him. But he a stand up individual, and he know how to play the game like he supposed to play the game. I mean, shit. Look at his accolades. Look at what he do on the field. I mean, it's crazy.
What are your goals for next season?
My personal goals are like
– Personal goals.
My personal goals, I want to be a full-time starter for like first things foremost. Full-time starter, productive starter. I want to help the team win. And I want to the next goal is probably like trying to win, like get in the Pro Bowl or something like that. Facts. You know, start stacking those. But first things first, establish myself as a starter and somebody who want to win, you know, changing my mindset with just everything that went on since I've been here and all that. So
let me ask you, have you seen the new uniforms? I bet, right?
We've seen the new uniforms.
Okay,
yeah.
So do you like the uniforms? Has anybody in your family tried to get one of your jerseys or anything yet?
They usually wait till the season come around.
You got to get like them a little bit more optimistic.
We haven't even touched them yet, but I do like them. I like the simplicity of them, like just the, right. Like how they more calm down, you know, like just like nothing too crazy. Like the other ones had like different colors every which way around and stuff. Right. I love the black jerseys. Love them. Them five. Yeah. I like the white ones. The white ones kind of like look like our color rush, but I think they cool. I think they did a good design with it.
No, that's facts. That's facts. Mm. So what are you looking forward to in terms of the opener? Obviously, like, you guys play for the most part at the beginning of the season, not really to full capacity. Obviously, not really to full capacity at all during last season. Is that something that you're looking forward to this season?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, that's definitely certain. We getting the fans back will be way better than just playing like we playing backyard football, bro. Yeah. With just cameras on it this time. I mean, having the fans back in that energy in that stadium, like when something go good or something go well, it's gonna be crazy, you know.
I don't know if you've ever seen me before, but I'm gonna have them turnt. Like I'm gonna have them super turnt out there. Like wait for this. We got some real good ideas coming up this season too. So
I think it was just us just cheering like everybody on the sidelines because I mean some stadiums didn't even allow fans, so it's just literally just crickets. The other side and our side, you know.
Remember, me and Ace interviewed AJ last year too. That was like a real big moment for us as well. And that was one of the questions we asked him: is like, do you mind that no fans? And he was like, I didn't even notice. You remember that he was like that?
Yeah,
some people that just feel, but
like in a game, you don't notice it. After the game, you like when you first walk in the stadium, you don't know. Like you got a game to play. Right. But once the game wind down and stuff like that, like or like it's big moments in the game, like somebody catch a go ahead touchdown or they get a stop or a sack or it's third down and you need, you know, crowd noise and all that.
Right.
You then start to notice like, okay, cool, where the fans at? What's going on? But right. I mean, I'm excited to have them back. It'd be fun.
Well, we almost about to let you go. I got to ask you one question. With the NBA playoffs going on right now, I know your uncle, if people don't know, was Otis Thorpe, who I do have his basketball card, and I wish I would have brought that to the to the show so I could just show you, like, I'm really on it and I'm really with it. This is different. This is a different platform right here, Fredo. This is different. Crazy. This is super different over here. We're a different animal. This is a different animal. Ask Mike. When you talk to Mike,
you know my blood type?
we were close on that one. But, like, look, this is what I wanted to ask you on the way out, though. Who you got winning the finals? Do you got a team that you favor that's still in the playoffs, or how you feel about that?
Personally, I don't watch the playoffs, like, at all, because seven games, to watch seven games.
Go watch one. Go watch one tonight.
I watched one the other night, but okay. Then you got seven games on seven games, and then it's the finals. Am I right? Is it 7-7-7?
No.
That's a lot of games.
It can go seven.
It can go seven.
Well, so see, that was the reason why they did the play-in stuff, because before they were doing five games at the first.
But who I would pick now, just by, like, who they got, I say it's going to be LeBron and the Nets.
Okay.
I say it's gonna be LeBron in the Nets. He already knocked off Steph. He just got to knock off who he playing now, the Suns.
Yeah, CP3 and now they down 0-1 though.
They down 0-1. It's not the end of the world. It's not 3-1.
he probably come back from 1-3 on them people. But listen,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna tell you though, if you watch like some of the series though, yeah, like the Blazers series going on right now, there's a lot of things. Like if you watch one game, it's almost like a TV show at that point because you're like, dang, yeah. Like I remember game one. He did it, and then by the time you get to game three, it's like a saga at that point, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
I love when the finals get down to like last, like it's 3-3, and yeah. There's one more game, because then that relates to us, because in football, you get one game, and that's it.
That's it.
Basketball, you get a lot of games. So, I mean, like game four, like if they up 3-0, then I'll watch game four. But because that's when the other team gonna play the hardest, you know what I'm saying? Right. Or like if we get down to that last little bit, or say, because that's gonna be the most exciting games. You get down to like game seven, and both teams need to win, they gonna do whatever they need to do. But I don't watch the first couple ones.
That is the beauty of football, though. That is the beauty of football, though. It is one like game. That's it. Anything that you want to tell the people that are checking for you this season, they don't get that chance to hear from you much. I want to just encourage everybody to support this brother. He's doing his thing. Fredo in the cut. It's a scary sight. You got any? Yeah. Listen, but do you have any things that you want to say to the Houdet fans? That just any encouragement or anything that you just got on your mind?
No, just keep supporting us. You know what I'm saying? It's greatly appreciated. Don't go unnoticed. Pack the stadium when you can, you know, and just keep screaming Houdet and let's just get to it. We got a good thing coming this year, so just ready to get out there.
Facts. Well, appreciate it, Fred. We appreciate you for stopping by the Orange is the New Black podcast.
No problem, sir. So make sure you – what's your Instagram?
FredoKruger_74.
Fredo Kruger.
That's what it is. I just wanted it to be Fredo, but then Fredo was taken because somebody got it. He like got 20 million people follow him, but Fredo was taken, tried to do something that didn't work, so I just put Fredo Kruger, like a play on Freddy Kruger.
Right. Nah, it's one of my favorite names on the gram. That's why I just made you say it, just so people know. All right, bro. Appreciate you. Orange is the New Black. Make sure y'all follow us. This is Ace, New Stripe City on Instagram, YouTube, anything. I'm Zim Houdet. Ace, take us out with the...
Yeah!
Sirski!
Hello, world. What separated your deep ball from everybody else?
My deep ball, it has a little secret sauce to it, man.
I never get too high, never get too low, but just keep moving.
The whole story is Carlos never.